Fool, stop that dancing at this hour of the morning. The far-out underground acid rock feet of Harry Zunk, one of the great all-time troopers from...
He's moving into newer audiences, and of course he has to use a different... use different music. Some of that hip young...
That's true. He's been around for a long time. One of the reasons I understand that he keeps dancing is to keep his pacemaker going.
It's to keep up with the pacemaker.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
I thought he just keeps it going, make sure the batteries have a positive contact there.
I've heard some stories that...
Wouldn't you love to tap dance, though? Don't you feel that some sunny days, when you're out on Yonge Street, you just like to tap dance right down to Queen Street, just tapping all the way?
Just the other
day. Up along
the
windows of the stores?
Yeah, a story came through.
I'm listening.
About Max Yasger is trying to sell the farm.
Max Yasger is trying to sell the farm?
Right.
Not again. He tried to sell the bridge for a while, didn't he?
Max's farm was the one where Woodstock was held.
Oh, right. That's right.
And I'm a farmer. I'm not used to all the used people.
Yeah, what's going on?
But anyway, he's a good fellow. And Larry was telling me this the other day, that he was trying to sell the farm. It's up for sale, anyway.
Right.
And I asked him why. This is a true story.
Yeah, it was in the paper the other morning.
Larry was asking me, did I know anything about it? And I knew. Should I tell you? I was telling Larry that after the big Woodstock show, for the few days it was... of course, there was a lot of debris left around. Well, anyway, in the spring, in the fall, he planted, but in the spring, all he got out of the fields was hair. So all the farm could grow is hair.
Amazing. Is there a market? I guess there would be, certainly.
Well, there's a market for hair.
Right.
And I said to Larry that maybe we could, give people plots. They could have a plot of hair.
Right. You have your own personal plot.
Plot of hair, yes. Yeah. Have your plot of hair.
That's very interesting. You could have an interesting harvest of hair.
Well, hair there, gone tomorrow.
That's true. Someone once said that name. That's very true. Very true. Very true indeed.
Some people
truly fine
have tried splitting hairs.
Right, that's true.
In fact, many hairs are found in the hairs.
Yes, but then that's considered...
Hippity-hoppity?
Right.
Cloppity-hoppity? How about Pete Moss? How's he doing?
Pete's not too bad. Not too bad this morning. He's out there in the backyard digging it up, putting it on his hearth. Keep the old hearth warm.
Well, now listen, does he collect... Well, I shouldn't mention this.
Yes, he does. I know what you're going to say, and you needn't ask. He does collect.
I was wondering.
He has quite a collection, too.
A big pile of it?
A big pile. One of the biggest piles I've personally seen in a long time.
It's not commonly found in North America, a man who collects it.
No, not too. It's very rare, because it's a field that not too many people are interested in.
Well,
I mean, people come around and say, you really collect that stuff, eh?
That's right. Some people wouldn't think of it at all.
No.
Pete does think about it, and he does do it.
Right.
And he gets it.
He collects it and...
Gets it.
He's quite happy to show his collection to anybody who might be interested.
Though not too many people are interested in seeing it, though.
They're not going to go out of their way to look at it.
No. They might pass it and go, there's Pete Moss's pile.
Right. But then... I guess they probably know that, but...
The odors must be disturbing for the neighbors, though.
Well, he doesn't really worry about the neighbors, because they collect things, too.
Has he ever thought of moving to another country? Country where maybe this practice is more suitable?
No, his neighbors have thought of that, of having him move to another
country. Maybe if they got some suitable neighbors.
That's true.
From another country.
Rent the neighbors. I think
do you know them?
The Rent-A-Neighbors?
Yeah, William Smith.
William?
Smith Agency, right. Rent-A-Neighbor.
Right, Rent-A-Neighbor. They also have another service, too, Rent-A-Party. of swingers. Well, you can rent any. You can get a couple of hippies if you want, but you can rent people
to come to your party.
Right. Well, they supply you with a rug, and you roll this rug out, and these people just sort of pop up out of the rug. Been in storage for a while. And they're already in mid-sentence.
Well, I think some have advanced where they have frozen. They have them freeze-dried. They have freeze-dried guests to come to your party. And, you know, you just sort of, the little alcohol just sprayed. You get this alcohol aerosol spray or decanter or whatever, and you just over them, and they and come
they
to life.
Come to life, and they're entertaining, sparkling, and they're.
But you have to go. But after 45 minutes, you have to take them to a corner and give them an injection again. What you do up the right nostril, up the left, then you've really got problems. But it's up the right nostril with the spray deodorizer can, whatever you again.
There's a lot of that going on at parties these days.
Right. So be very careful if you are at a swinging party.
Yeah. They're the toughest kind to hack, those swinging parties with the swingers.
And, of course, we have the different levels and different prices.
Right.
Jet set partiers, of course.
Well, they're expensive. They're expensive. Because they travel.
And then you should stay in your particular bracket, because if you get well, all right, let's say to your wife, all right, hon, let's get the jet setters here. I can afford it. Let's splurge and get some jet. Well, it sometimes will not work out because they're not used to you and you're not used to them.
Right, and you got to be ready to fly to San Moritz, you know, if they want to take off right there and then.
Well,
you
of course,
go
and you've got to pay the bill.
That's
because
true.
You've got to pay the bill. And, you know, they think differently. Yeah.
You're pretty safe.
But then don't get somebody who's lower than you.
Well, I was going to say you're pretty safe with, say, a Canadian Legion type party, which is
It could get now that is a little touchy. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't personally do it. Maybe you would, Pete.
That would eliminate discussion of politics and the military too. So.
Then we get people who like to mix and match.
Yeah.
And they get some freeze-dried jets, and they get some free. Yeah. And somebody tried to fry their freeze-dried crystals guest.
And what happened?
Pardon?
What happened?
Well, they got a Chinese cook.
I see.
And who wants a Chinese cook at any party?
Well, people are always sending out for food, and if you got a guy right there, they can maybe you don't have to send out.
Hey, I never thought about that. Next time we get...
Except, very often you'll find that he's the first one that says, hey, let's send out for some Chinese food.
Ah, that's
see?
Right.
And
that's
then it ruins it for everybody.
And we say... Well, listen, who shall we call?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He never knows anybody.
Hey.
How do I know? I've never been to a party where there was a Chinese cook there.
You have this...
Better be quiet because... Wing and Wong are out. Wing and Wong.
Yeah, they're pretty wing.
I don't know why I brought up the subject.
I was going to get into a thing... I think...
Can I bring up another subject?
Certainly.
While
certainly.
You're talking
right.
about this subject?
Okay, well, while I'm thinking about it, you go ahead and bring
right.
up your subject.
Big oranges.
Big oranges.
Big orange drinks.
Ah.
Okay, that's all.
They don't make them the way they used to.
Now, here's another subject. Joseph Wine. He's a British subject.
Oh. Formerly.
Formerly a British subject, now living on an island in the Mediterranean called Wang.
We have the same temperament, I think, without a doubt, in our reaction to the merchants of this town that mistreat continually consumers. Well, I mean, you and I act about the same way, violently, on the spur of the moment. We don't have to go through a slow burn or anything. We're right. And I think that the two of us could become a crime-fighting duo in the city.
I think so.
Pack a couple of tape recorders. I know all the places to go. And I know all the questions to ask that will guarantee abuse, absolute rudeness. I think that the ultimate was handled by people who, as my wife said, what's going on? Are they hiring people from Eaton's to run the voting polls? But I walked into a voting poll yesterday to vote.
What are you here for?
Almost, right, almost. I said, I'd like to vote. What is your street address? And I gave them a street. Oh, no. what do you mean, oh, no? Oh, no. You mean I can't vote? I'm going home. I can't cast my vote, eh? I started, well, no. Well, try over there. So he walked over, and there's another desk. And see, there are three numbers, you see, and there are three different... It's one polling station, but there are three separate, I guess, areas where you possibly can cast your vote. So I walked over to another one. What's your name? So-and-so? Oh, and your address? And I said, oh, no, you can't. You can't do that. Okay, what do you mean you can't do that? What is going on here? I'm just getting sick and tired of civil servants being uncivil all the time. It just makes me mad.
I'll just be civil.
So I cast my vote. I drew a circle and an X and a question mark, and I wrote in a name. Governor Wallace, you know. I was just incredible. Really amazing. And I was listening to Larry yesterday, and he was getting a couple of complaints, or there were quite a few complaints about some of the inconsistencies. I'm not talking about skullduggery going on in voting, but I'm just saying plain rudeness. What the hell's the matter with these people now in stores? I got abuse yesterday from three different merchants in this town.